The News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, Moore State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good Thursday morning. Good wet Thursday morning. Phone lines here 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trish is coming, but Trish is she called.
There's an empty spot just, next to
well,
you.
Yeah, but she called right there at right at around 6 and said there was a tree down, and she didn't think she was going to make it. But then when I called her, you know, when I returned her call, she said, well, never mind, they've moved the tree, and I'm on my way. So, she's, you know, but the weather out there is not great. In fact, what is the weather there, Bad Bob?
Well, it's going to be rain most of the morning. Thunderstorms possible this afternoon. We could see 1 to 2 inches of rain, and if we look at the radar, we've got it's pretty much parked over us for the next couple of hours. Showers and a thunderstorm tonight, and then that's going to be the case tomorrow. It'll taper off on Friday, and then a sunny weekend, and we'll have a chance for things to dry out. An inch chance of rain Sunday night. Right now in Reading, it is 54 degrees. A report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the weather. Let's talk about sandbags. You've got a list of where all the sandbags are, buddy. I know that they're out there by Big League Dreams in the in that one city spot right out there, but and in city of Shasta Lake, they are at the fire station.
We'll just run down the list here. In Vallecedro at the fire station on Deschutes Road, Bella Vista Fire Station on Highway 299, mostly at the fire stations in French Gulch, Cottonwood. In Jones Valley, you can pick them up at 14680 Ravine Road and Burning at the Sheriff Substation. Only sand available at fire station number 4 and bags. There's it says here you must bring your own bags and shovels.
That's that at
the that's at the Viking Way Corporation yard.
Okay, you got to bring your own bags now.
That's what it says.
Whoa,
they have run down in Shasta Lake. Bags available to Shasta Lake Fire Protection District. And that's what we have for Shasta County.
Okay, now when you're filling those up, as we were told yesterday when Bob called in, or was it Dan? I think it was Bob. Called in, he said, look, I filled up a lot of sandbags in a rack. This is how you do it. You take the sandbag, you open it up, you take one scoop of sand, put it in the bottom of the bag, roll down the sides of the bag so they just stand there. He says,
like
line 10 or 12 of them up, and he said, you can fill them in nothing flat, tie them up, and you're off, as opposed to filling each one up. Thanks so much for that.
An assembly line.
For those who have not filled sandbags, as many of us have for certain reasons, good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Whoa, it's woolly out there.
Is it woolly out there?
It is woolly out there. My goodness me.
It's woolly out there.
Oh, trees, branches,
you
call
me
garbage
at 6 in the
cans.
Morning. I said, this can't be Trish. Her heart doesn't start beating until 6:30. What is this?
And so, but I had a call from a neighbor that I had a tree down. The street was blocked.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought, I better let you know, but they managed to drag it out of the middle of the street. And
this is an Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we had a lot of trees down there, and then the low water table, you know, the high water table, I mean, those trees are sitting right in the water, and it's woolly.
It's woolly. I love that when you say it. I've never really heard people say that.
Wild
hey,
and woolly,
woolly
west.
Oh, the wild and woolly west.
Okay.
Well, why is that? Is it because of sheep?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But it felt like that as I was driving today. That's an uncomfortable feeling on the freeway when the trucks are not slowing down, the cars are not slowing down, and there's big gusts of water pushing up, and you never, I mean,
you know, people that,
why
that
won't
drive
they slow down?
Because they're idiots,
and
they think that they can handle this, but they hit a spot on the road that, you know, the last 12 or 15 or 100 times they drove through it, it was okay, but it's a slight, you know, it might be a
6 inches deep.
Yeah, it's 6 inches deep now, and it causes that little bit of a slide, and
yeah,
if people aren't,
yeah,
trained or know how to do this, they could just make this horrible. And then you get into these 18-wheelers that are trying to avoid cars sliding past them. So you're kind of like you're in a stock car race.
As
they're sliding past you sideways. So good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Haven't seen you in about a week. Anything going on?
No. Just same old, same old.
We already did the weather.
Well,
I wasn't sure. I knew you were coming. I just didn't know when you were coming in.
Well.
Because I thought, you know, there could be a lot of,
There is. And I did. I slowed down. I mean, usually I'm right at the speed limit in there, but it's too wet out there. I just want to tell everybody there were a couple of cars off to the side of the road and people who didn't bring in their garbage cans, they're now all over the roads. And
I wonder about people with Christmas decorations. I wonder how that's working for them.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just want to remind everybody, really, take an extra 5 minutes to get where you're going. And if you're late, that's okay, too. Better to arrive at all than to just fight that and continue to drive 70, 80 miles an hour out there. It's just not the conditions we're looking for. And it's supposed to get worse as the morning goes on. So.
Well, you know what? The one thing is one of our chat rooms says, I couldn't even sleep last night. It was so loud. But you know what? I had no problem sleeping.
I didn't have any problem sleeping either.
Because I was on my sleep number bed.
Yeah, set at 55, lay down. You know, when I get up in the morning, Carl, I can just kind of slide the blankets back up around the pillow and I'm done because I just don't move once I hit the bed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can't say that because in the middle of the night, usually I will wake up. For some reason, it's always around 3 o'clock. And I'll look around the room, but there's no noise. I'm thinking it must be Elk Killer doing something.
Yes.
And
you have other people in your atmosphere.
Yeah, there's other people in my atmosphere, yeah. But, you know, now with the new Sleep IQ technology offered by Sleep Number Bed, though, is it'll send you a little message that says, you know what, you want to avoid that 3 a.m. wake up, maybe you ought to change your sleep number setting. I don't know. I'm happy where it is. And then the thing about it right now is you can buy a great night's sleep. You know, it says you can't buy happiness. That's not true. You can rent a lot of happiness, but you can buy a Sleep Number bed and have happiness for decades. Trish is choking over there. You can rent happiness. No, you can't. But now you can buy happiness with your Sleep Number bed. You go on down and see Brian and Janice in the Target Shopping Center. Tell them you want to buy some happiness. And right now, it's $300 off most of their most popular beds right now. And you can get that Sleep IQ technology. Just talk to them. Why? Best bed by Consumer Reports. Made in America. Guaranteed. Trish and I use them separately. But we use them also, and we love them.
Yeah, I've had my bed for over 10 years, and you're just not going to get a better bed.
Hey, you know what today is? One of some of the things I want to talk about today, besides the rain, since we've talked about kind of the rain, and in fact, we've got people in our sister station over there, KLXR, are having to leave right now because their houses are flooding. They're getting flooded.
That's going to happen all day long up and down the area.
Lots of creeks out there going for it. And, you know, the winds are supposedly, you know, there was no winds last night, really. And then they've picked up this morning. Elk Killer went out. And I had to tie a 10-pound weight to her butt.
I was going
to
say, she's small enough. Yeah. I tied around her tail.
Well, you know, Elk Killer gets out there and kind of faces into the wind. So all that wind blows that hair back. So it makes her aerodynamic. But then she walks out into the yard, and this is just not her favorite thing to do with the rain and the water up past her little paws. And so she's quick out there, thank goodness. And sometimes, and she's not making me go on out with her because I refuse to. Now I just go. She turns around and looks at me, and I go, just go on. And she looks around at me again. Let's go on. You don't need me for this. You can do this. You're a big girl. And so then she wanders off down there.
Isn't that amazing how we walk talk to our dog?
Oh, gosh. You know what?
And it's just incredible.
She's talking back.
Okay.
She's making these little noises, and she has been about the last year. It's when Linda and I are talking, she's down there looking at us going, like she's making noises too. Like we're making noises. She doesn't understand us. We don't understand her, but we're all making noises there.
Yes.
You know, like the only thing she hears is blah, 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 Elk Killer. Blah, 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 Elk Killer. That's all she hears, you know, and that's kind of like probably I hear. Blah, 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 Carl. That's not true. That's not true, sweetie. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Trish Clark. Of course, it's Thursday. It's rainy. The weather's not going to get any better. So figure out what you're going to do today around town and make your list, head into town, get all those things done quickly, and then get back home.
There you go.
Be safe. We'll be right back.
and go slow.
Holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for two adults and up to four children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there to Tobacco and Brew because right now you can buy all types of great little gifts. They're like special little coffees and these little gift coffees that you can give in, as presentos to people. And walk next door, of course, to the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, if not everywhere. All types of different cigars, all types of different blends there. And it's great. Great Christmas presents. Take a look at the latest Cigar Aficionado magazine. We'll tell you which cigars are rated high, and they've got them all there. At Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley do a hell of a lot of stuff for this community. It's never known. And I say it, but it's true. They donate, they provide things, provide spaces, they put on birthday parties for kids that were homeless. I mean, these are the kind of people they are there. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, hey, this Saturday, Wreaths Across America, starting at noon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. It's a great thing to go to. Take your kids, take your grandkids. Get there about 11:45. There's a short ceremony, and then everybody grabs the wreaths, and you go out and you, with reverence, put them on these graves. And
go through a procedure for each wreath to place it.
Place it on there.
Nicely.
Nicely on there. And 2,500 wreaths now. It started out with 500. And you've got 2,500.
All the graves get decorated now.
Everyone.
Even the nice, the
little mausoleum part.
Mausoleum part.
Yeah, great. Hey, you want to talk about torture?
Sure. I would. One of the talk show hosts yesterday went on about torture, and I'm just going to say nothing we did comes to torture. Talked about torture to him is remembering my son or my daughter or my loved one bailing out of the towers because they couldn't stay there.
Oh, yeah.
And on and on and on. And at the end of that whole dialogue, which was really wrenching, this nonsense with bringing up this stuff, we didn't torture anybody. We got some information. Torture is cutting off fingers, maiming people, breaking bones, all the kind of stuff that they do that, I mean, you know, some of the stuff that I think McClain went through, and now he's up there siding with Feinstein about waterboarding and sleep deprivation. Give me a break.
Enhanced interrogation concepts. You know, even if you agree that this was, you know, the definition of torture, the part that bothers me the most.
Well, I don't agree that it is.
I know. But I'm just saying, if you did, that the enhanced interrogation aspects. This was already investigated back in like 2009.
Exactly.
And Obama signed a something to say he will never do this again. Okay, that's fine. And then, but the thing about this report, which is kind of so specious to me, is the fact that the staffers, Democratic staffers, cherry-picked through 16 or 160,000 pages of stuff and found, and this is according to the CIA, the three CIA, former CIA directors, and of course they've got a dog in the fight too, of course, and found what they wanted to find. And they had a preordained ending to it. And the Justice Department, who's already said there's not going to be, there's no reason to go out and seek some kind of criminal charges against people. So you have to ask yourself, why did we do this again? Why did we open this scab again at this point?
To diffuse any reference to anything the Democrats are doing that they might be held accountable for.
Well,
bounce it back into Bush's bailiwick.
Well, that's the other thing, and Bob brought this up, and he saw it a couple times yesterday, is are they bringing up Bush's name because Jeb Bush could be a possible presidential contender, and they're going to use the fact that George Bush used the enhanced interrogation techniques.
Well, I don't think we go far enough.
Well,
I mean, when we're dealing with people that are beheading our news people, you can't even begin to talk about all of the things that we've witnessed as American people that these people have done to us, not the least of which is the Twin Towers. And we want to worry about sleep deprivation? I don't think so.
One of the things that the report said, there were no instances where this worked. And we know that that's not true. We know that one Khalid broke after being waterboarded. And after being waterboarded for like 10 seconds, he broke. And he started giving out all types of reports. And in the editorial in the Record Searchlight from people who have obviously – they've never – the editorial staff in the Record Searchlight I find is interesting. They have no background in the military. They have no their part – what they said was, well, you know, he told 164 stories. You probably could have got him to confess to, attacking Disneyland. Well, the thing is that – Maybe he was waterboarded, you know, several times, but the information this guy gave, as was proven, went straight to finding the courier that led us to bin Laden.
Well,
there were other instances too. So to say there wasn't is not true.
Well, and at the time that President Obama personally took care of Obaden, can't even say his name. Bin Laden, he said that the intelligence had helped him.
Yeah.
They assume that we're just plain stupid, that we don't remember anything that was said before. Well, and we do. And even you can go back and listen, and they don't care. Because the media focuses. Their handpicked media focuses on what they're saying now, ignores everything that happened before. And if they say it, it's supposed to be true, and we believe it. I mean, and we obviously do because we keep electing these people.
Well, you know, the thing is that they all, you know, but people forgot when they were, you know, during the elections was that everybody voted for all this stuff right after 9/11. Until they didn't vote for it. And one of the things, Karl Rove, when he was on the show, said, you know what, the biggest mistake we made was not pushing back. We didn't push back twice. Once when, in the Katrina thing. When they said that Bush didn't do anything, he flew over here. Mm-hmm. So that was absolutely not true, but we didn't push back like we should have. And the second one was when all these people were saying, oh, you know what, we were against this. When he says that was a patent lie, that was one of their strategies. He says, but everybody that said they weren't for it had voted for it numerous times, everything.
Yes.
Everything, and including Dianne Feinstein, who knew about the enhanced interrogation
and had been briefed. How many times did they come up and say that she had personally, she and Pelosi had personally been briefed repeatedly on all of this stuff?
When you get as old as Feinstein and Pelosi, maybe you're not remembering these things. But frankly, I think I can't say that anymore. But the fact is maybe it's because this is part of their farewell address, because who knows if Feinstein will run again or Boxer. So maybe it's her farewell address to the nation is bad people because we tortured.
But bottom line, it's a continuing, concerted, ongoing effort to absolutely destroy this country. Everything is all about how bad we are, how horrible we are. Everything that's happened since the beginning of time is because we're bad people. And if you read in our history books now, you look at World War II, we were the whole bunch of that is we're the bad guys because we dropped that bomb. They've forgotten about the rest of the story.
Yeah, that they would have cost a million casualties.
Exactly.
Us and them.
Well, after all, they had started.
Yeah, but if we had invaded mainland Japan, it would have been a million casualties.
We
would have had hundreds of thousands, and they would have had even more.
Exactly.
We would have had to kill them and root them out and destroy them that way. As it is, there were more people killed in conventional bombings of Tokyo than there were in Hiroshima, I believe. The other part here is, before we take a break, is this is what people need to ask themselves. What techniques would you use to save a member of your family?
Well, there you go.
What technique, Bob? Where would the line be to find a member of your family or to protect a member of your family? If you knew that these people had taken your child, at what point is it too much? To find out where your child is.
I wouldn't be able to make that call until I was in...
Chopping off parts.
Some situation like that. I don't know how far.
There was a movie that they did. This family, just two families whose two children, an African-American family, white family. It makes no difference except it shows how, all races. Their two little girls were playing and got snatched. They saw the guy that did it, or they found the guy that did it. And, the police had to let him go because there was no proof. The two fathers take this guy and take him into a house, and they start torturing him. They used enhanced interrogation techniques of all kinds. I mean, the loud music.
Wait, yeah.
But the bottom line on it being is where are the kids? And, as it turns out, that the guy didn't know where they were. But the movie. But I guess you need to ask yourself, at what level is too much to protect your loved ones?
And I think Bob is right that it's difficult to say. I mean, you can be very flippant and say whatever it takes.
But
what is that? What is that line? And how far would you go?
There's limits. There's limits. I mean, is tossing somebody on the back of a tank because it gets hot and so it's very uncomfortable for them? Is that one way? Is another way to put them in a chair and smack them around? Or is another way to threaten them with a gun, like Alan, that congressman did?
Yeah.
When they were coming after his battalion, and he puts a gun up against the guy's head. You tell me where they're at. And the guy told him. And so he, of course, got in trouble for that and had to get out of the Army. Ended up becoming a U.S. congressman. But the point is at what point is too much?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, we're going to change our whole show up here. I think Gene King's going to join us here from Unsafe Place.
Perfect.
We'll be right back.
Casino is the best place to bring in 2015. Dine in Elements and enjoy a delicious steak and lobster dinner. Only $39.95.
Reservation suggested.
Or purchase your New Year's Eve bash tickets, Night of the Stars. This party kicks off Wednesday, December 31st at 7:30. Featuring DDJ Chris mixing it up for the headlining act Steel Breeze. Performing all the funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, and drink specials. Tickets are only $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, and room at our very own Wind River Resort and Casino. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at windriver.com or at the River Club. Elements will be open at 1 a.m. for a New Year's Eve breakfast buffet for $6.95. For all the details on Wind River Resort and Casino's signature New Year's Eve bash, Night of the Stars, log on to windriver.com. Plus, we offer our guests a free Safe Ride courtesy shuttle home. It's better on the river.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course, at 6 p.m. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. What can I say except this is their 21st year, and it's their anniversary during this time frame, and it's Christmas, and here's a great time to buy jewelry at super prices from a guy who's a great jeweler, been in the business 46 years, Leonard has.
Yes. And that wonderful estate jewelry you just got to go visit.
Oh.
Put your name on the gift you want your husband or significant other to purchase for you.
There you go. Give them a call at 222-2750. I can't say enough about them. They have done everything they possibly can to bring high-class and high-grade jewelry here to Reading. Plus, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there. At Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open from 9:30 to 4 o'clock, Monday through Friday. Okay. I'm getting this from our chat room from Reading.com News, which is probably the breaking news from Record Searchlight. Civil War over. Oh, no. I'm just kidding. Breaking news from Record Search Lights. Okay. It was just a little joke. Okay.
Yeah, a little joke.
All right. Okay.
And it's not in the South.
Gateway District closes. The Buckeye School of the Arts, Central Valley High School, Mountain Lakes High School, Shasta Lake Schools, Northwoods District, Rocky Point, Igo Ono Elementary, and Platina Elementary are also closed because of power outages. Mm-hmm. Grand Oaks Elementary School is also one of the gateway schools closed. You might want to check all that stuff out for me, Bob, just we can make sure. But so they're closing a lot of schools. Well, just look on netreading.com. Come on.
Deer in the headlights, look there, Bob.
I just throw out like 50 names. Hey, Bob, are those right? Another good reason to work here. Hey, we're here with Gene King. Heads up, One Safe Place. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So good to be here.
Well, you
one
know
my
what?
favorite radio stations well. And people.
Good. Hey, we weathered that storm to get here.
You know what? It's around 7:30, and Gene's always running early. And so I kind of stick my head out, and I'm going, well, I don't know if I'd get out of bed right now. Come on down, be on the radio. I mean, I did.
Yeah, so did I.
And so did Trish. But here comes the drives in, backs up. Here comes boom. Here comes an umbrella out, and here comes Gene down the street.
You know, I actually kind of like this weather. I grew up in Anderson, and I remember we had like an acre, and I remember big storms like this and trees going down, mm-hmm. and looking mm-hmm. out in the backyard and just feeling cozy inside the house and. So I kind of like it.
Well, I like, but that's the part we're missing at this point.
Yeah.
That cozy inside
cozy
the house.
Part. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm with you. I kind of like that. The fire, the rain, the wind, the sound.
I'm trying to figure out everything I can get done by noon today.
Yes.
And then kind of like go home and get a lot of work done around the house. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but then Gateway. It's supposed to actually back off at about noon, I think.
Oh. Yeah. Well, yeah, so, that's right.
Yeah.
And but then I think we've got this. It's going to be coming in for a while here. And we need it. You know,
and we're grateful for it. Absolutely.
Eight feet of water in Shasta Lake had gone up 8 feet. Yes, sir.
Since December the 1st, it has come up about 10 feet.
Since December the 1st.
Yeah.
Wow. Since December the 1st?
Yeah, December
1st. 10 days
yes.
ago.
Yeah. Last storm, they've gotten up to 5 inches of rain out of this wow. storm right now.
Yep. And it's rain that fills the dam. It isn't the snow. So I believe that.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to have a huge snowpack. Let's
and they're going to have that, too.
Hope that they have a great snowpack.
Well, it needs to cool off a little bit before we... Actually, the next storm coming in is supposed to be colder and actually bring the snow level down. Or we'll start getting some of those numbers.
And something else I'll read off here. The inflow to the lake as of this morning, or as of yesterday afternoon, that's the most recent figures, 11,700 cubic feet per second coming in, and they have throttled back the outflow because of what's happening downstream back to less than 1,000 cubic feet per second. So they're retaining almost everything that's coming in.
Well, that's gonna
and, of course, downstream they're expecting a lot of runoff, so they've cut the dam way back.
Fill it up faster, too.
Yeah, it will fill it up faster. Also, it'll give more capacity downstream to handle
hopefully,
the runoff.
Hopefully not have too much flooding down below us.
Yeah.
Holiday Harbor. Come on, guys. We're out there for you. Kenny, come on. You know what? We love those
imagine
guys.
Going out there moving those docks in the middle of the night because the lake's coming up so fast.
So fast.
Oh, yeah. Man, really? Yeah. About that. Wow.
Gene King, One Safe Place.
Good morning.
It's been a good 2014's been a good for you.
It has. Oh,
yeah, let's talk.
Yeah, it has. We're just smiling. I mean, for a number of reasons, not just because we are building this new shelter and client services, but since we merged with the Family Justice Center 2 years ago, so we saw 2,500 people in 2012, and we project we're going to see over 6,500 this year. So we feel like we are reaching people. I don't think that's because of increased amount of domestic violence. I believe that really is that people are telling people where to go to get help. And that's what we're about, is making sure people get the help they need. So that's our proudest figure. Hopefully, though, our goal is to go out of business. Get me wrong. We're not empire building.
Oh, no, you're just
here.
Like Haven Humane and all these others. Yeah. You just love to not have a job next year.
Exactly. Well, couple more years, maybe.
but you know what I mean.
That's because
that would be ideal.
That would be ideal.
But I think it's important to note that the statistics don't support that all of a sudden we have a wave of domestic violence here.
No, and that's
just
Yeah.
It's important to say, you know, we are actually getting to those people. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can start turning this around.
Well, it's hard to gauge how successful we are. What do you use? People don't want to come back, done, let me alone. So what I would like to use, and Rob, I guess, is in here later this morning, but Rob Paletti, but assaults.
Yeah, part two.
40%.
We didn't fill it up yesterday.
So 40% of the assaults are due to domestic violence.
Right.
I would like a big thing up in town, everybody to watch and see how that goes.
See a big, arrow that goes, okay, we're at this point, and
watch it drop. If we don't, everybody should be part of this watching it drop.
Uh-huh.
Because that's one of the few measurements I can think of. If we could drop that, imagine how that would help all of our other issues in town. You know,
well, and it all depends a lot of it on the economy. We get these people back to work, relieve that tension.
That is exactly.
Wow. That's just, we've got to get the jobs back in our community.
But we used to have a mill. You know, you could be a college, high school graduate or not even graduate, and you made a decent living. You could buy a house. You could support a family. We don't have that right now.
We have no, we've lost that middle, income area where people, the mill workers, the forest workers, and all of the springing jobs off of that. And it makes a huge, huge difference.
Wonderful.
Okay, the big thing about, too, is I hardly agree about the jobs. Because without a job, there's not this feeling of self-worth. Mm-hmm. And then a person without the self-worth then starts lashing out, even though they shouldn't. We know
right.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But they end up lashing out, and then who knows what else they get into.
People closest to them.
Mm-hmm. Not people closest to them. And then you've got the other problems, too, that you've also got the fact that with no jobs, but also with the drug problems we have up here, I think they feed each other.
They do
in many ways.
They do. So we have alcohol and drugs are highly related to what we do, but they're not the cause of it as much as the result of how they grew up, their situation, poverty. All sorts of things like that people use alcohol, drugs to medicate themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're going to take not a quick break, but we're going to talk to Senator Jim Nielsen, who's given us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And Senator Nielsen, good morning and happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, I do it this way. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays, if that's your preference.
Well, thanks a lot for the call. How are things down in Sacramento?
Well, we're doing quite well because the legislature is not in session.
That's always good for us.
Well, that's
helpful.
I feel safer.
I want you to know I do too, and we are safe. Too many things happen down there that are not good. I'm going to be stopped at an emergency center up in Red Bluff here just a little bit for their meeting, checking and assessing everything. And I kind of think AMA will declare an emergency. I don't know about Shasta yet, but there's been plenty of flooding around with the storm, and we're hitting the brunt of it right now.
Well, we've got some flooding here, but we're right now Shasta County is holding its own. So we're here with Gene King from One Safe Place and talking about how One Safe Place, all the progress One Safe Place has made this year.
Hi, Jim.
Well, that's great. Tell me, you mean the community, Shasta County, the progress that's been made?
Yes. I was just telling him about the in 2012, we saw about 2,500 people this year. I project by the end of the year, we'll see about over 6,500. And what I was saying is more due to people learning about us, more people getting help, more people passing on the word than that there's been an increase in domestic violence. We're beginning to see more people get the help they need, and we're very, very happy about that.
But one of the things we have got to do, and we're not really going in that direction in the state, it's going the other way, but the methamphetamine.
Absolutely.
That's the mean drug. I've always called it the mean drug, and that's the one that the woman takes and beats her kids, or the fellow takes and beats your girlfriend or his spouse. That's a very, very dangerous drug.
And we totally, we know that. It is, that is true. Methamphetamine is the worst.
But you're providing support. You know, I make a tour here right before Thanksgiving to some of the places, the Salvation Army and others, you know. And I bring turkeys. And a couple of the big water companies provide turkeys. And then I add some of my own, and then I started giving out pies, pumpkin pies. But it was so wonderful up in Oroville three weeks ago, seeing a group of men and women. Who were there at the depot, Salvation Army, and addressing their needs. And, you know, for many years I was at a board of prison term, so I put this up front personal. And you too much see the sad stories that are dead ends, you know, that people are not ever going to get better. But then you see stories like what I saw up there in Oroville and what you're doing, and you see successes. And, you know, that makes all of your effort and frustration worth it, just to see those few successes.
We just had one yesterday. A woman stayed with us 2 years ago in the shelter. She had a 16-year-old son. We had his birthday party there. She has another much younger son, contacted us just saying that the older son is now accepted at Florida State. They're doing very well. They've changed their lives. We have lots of stories like that, and that is really what it's all about. We sometimes may not tell everyone enough about that's what really happened. So,
hey, Senator, thank you, Senator. We thank you so much for calling and wishing us a Merry Christmas. We got to take a break here, and you be careful out there.
I'm driving careful, folks. Have a wonderful day.
You too,
Merry
sir.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Okay, Ray, we're going to take a quick break here. Gene King, director, the CEO, the president, the big kahuna.
And with some great news to tell us on the other side of the break.
And that's where we're coming. That's what we're getting into. Okay, we'll be right back.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, humankindness.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Bot, except it's Thursday, so it's Carl Bot and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning.
Are we gonna survive this weather here?
We are. We are gonna survive this weather. We're looking for rain and storm to really be heavy up through midday today, and then the winds are supposed to taper off. Showers and possibility of thunderstorms through Friday or tonight. And then Friday, and should clear off a little bit during the weekend.
Great.
And the rain is brought to us by, or the rain. The rain is not, but the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793, senior and veterans discounts. Customers are warm friends there. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy. All of his instructors are NRA trained instructors. They're not just people he finds underneath a tree someplace. The most complete concealed carry training you're going to find in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who want to take a basic CCW course. Give them a call, NFI call at 999-1822, or register online at readingccw.com. We're here with Gene King, One Safe Place, the head of One Safe Place here. Okay. Drum roll.
Oh, this is so exciting.
This is so exciting. So, as most of you know, we started a capital campaign to build a new shelter and client services in One Safe Place. And our goal was $5 million. Our first major ask was last April, and that was of Sierra Pacific, who gave me a check right here.
Yes, right here.
So excited.
The look on your face was when he hands you a check for what I think is $250,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
So beginning with that, we are now $20,000 away from reaching $3 million. So that will be in 8 months. We have raised $3 million from this very generous community. This is all
local
money, and we are over the top thrilled because we set out to have it as a 5-year campaign, and we also realize the next $2 million probably won't be this easy. And this wasn't easy. It was a lot of work, you know, thought out. But so what this has allowed us to do is we've bought the building. We broke ground 3 weeks ago. And we will be in by fall of 2015. So we started this in August of 2013. And 2 years later, we will be in, raise the money, and we've had Reading Bank of Commerce has been great partners. They have extended a line of credit so that if we have any shortfall at any time, because they're mostly 5-year pledges.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they start here and then they'll gradually will result in quite a bit of money. But if we ever have a little shortfall, they're right there to pick us up. So the whole community has been unbelievable. And, you know, it's a time when we're all supporting Turtle Bay and we're supporting the mission and we're supporting Haven Humane and NVCSS and all the other great nonprofits in town that we partner with. We don't want to take away money from anybody. We don't want that, you know, but you can't help it. We're thrilled where we are, and it's our time, okay?
Well, the campaign has been tremendous, though. Yeah. The effort that's been put forward by so many people and the very professional it's being presented in such a way that it's so good for the community. Everybody can see that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just applaud your efforts, Gene. I think you've just been marvelous.
Thank you so much. Yeah, absolutely.
All of you. And I agree with you. I don't think that the number of assaults have gone up. I think, if anything, maybe they've actually gone down.
I think the reporting has gone up.
But it's just the reporting. It's like sexual assaults in the military. They go, mm-hmm. Oh my God, they just exploded. Well, they haven't exploded. They've been reported better.
Mm-hmm.
Or ones on campus,
mm-hmm.
assaults on campus, or other things. People are more aware of it. It's like,
Absolutely.
Did we have pedophiles back in the 50s?
Yes.
Yes.
But you never heard about them.
No.
Because of the 24-hour-a-day. You didn't have a 24-hour-a-day news service. You didn't have an internet. You didn't have Twitter and all this. So, I mean, they were there. Probably, maybe not at the numbers we have now. But now, though, you can get your arms around it. Now you can get your arms around it. Now you can start solving those problems.
And solving them the first time the person comes in as opposed to the second or third or fourth time they come in.
Well, philosophically, one of my things I'm trying to change is this whole kind of shame and secrecy is that, you know, it's a problem. We have it. People raise certain ways, drugs, whatever the reasons, blaming and shaming and such like that. We want people to get the help they need, both men and women. Part of the problem I see in the 30, 40 years this has been going on, they have totally ignored men. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of men who are abusers who don't want to be. But they were raised and taught that is what you do. That is how you handle that situation. I'm in charge and you're challenging me. And, you know, so there's a lot of parts to this that we are trying through what we're doing now. We have an initiative with McConnell Foundation when they gave us $1 million that we asked them specifically when we made the ask to work on an initiative where we bring in thoughtful thinkers from Shasta County, the state, and the nation to look at us and to say, why don't you try that? You know, you've done this for so long. Do you think that really works? We want to be, as we did with merging with the Justice Center, we're still the only one in the United States who has merged. And this is part of that increase of people coming in. It's been phenomenal. And what we realize, what we're doing even in the new building with a number of things we're doing is we're trying different things. We want to make a difference. Uh-huh. We want Shasta County to be a safe place. This is a public safety issue for our kids.
Absolutely.
And every time I talk about this, I want to bring it down. These kids that are being exposed to it are being beaten. Child abuse, such like that, is what everybody should be crying about.
And that's the way we solve it. That is the key to the future is to change that lifestyle and pattern for those kids.
Right.
So they're not raised in that same, this is what daddy did and this is what I have to do.
Well, this is why you need to get the woman to be able to make that break before the seventh time.
Exactly.
Which is the average, from what I
understand. That is, but you know what? I'm starting to ask questions about that.
Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
You don't know if it's
because
that many
times,
do you?
Because you know why it becomes up as a myth? For instance, there's a myth there that what a lot of people believe and a lot of agencies is that around Super Bowl and Christmas, the huge increase in domestic violence, sexual assault. Went back and checked the records. That's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah.
So it may not be seven times.
It may not be seven times.
It may be two times or three times.
We don't know because we've not
followed
the numbers. So right now we're looking at, and those are the kinds of questions I want the community to ask. Because I'm up there one saying them. It's averages seven times and everybody gasps.
Well, that's all we've heard is that. So maybe that's not true.
Maybe it's not true. What is it 10, 15, or is it 2? Let's be real about what the numbers are, too, and what the situation is. I firmly believe this is a huge situation. There's no doubt, you know, that it is. When that many assaults are domestic violence, we know that is a fact.
But we have a tendency on anything that we do to go – the pendulum always swings too far in both directions. I mean, we go from – you know, don't say a harsh word to anybody, to don't say anything to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, instead, it's got to be a middle ground. Because I firmly believe that if you're, you know, you need to speak, you know, if you're angry with your child and they're doing something that's not good, you need to be able to let them know, I'm not happy with your behavior.
Well, not only that.
Instead of saying, it's okay, it's okay, it's not okay.
No,
their behavior is wrong, you need to, but there's got to be a middle ground. You don't beat them up because of it.
And
but you don't let them get away with everything either.
No, and we've all had arguments with husbands and wives.
I mean,
you know, and how do we handle it? When is it verbal abuse and when is it just a little argument or even a big argument? You know, how you handle it and such is very important.
Yeah.
So anyway, the good news is, and what I would just make a request is if anyone out there is able to help us to make this goal by the end of the year, we're going to do it. I mean, I am
30,000 by the end of the year.
Yep.
So you got like another 15 days.
Yep. So
and that's so doable.
It is doable.
It is.
It's end of the year, tax deductions, all those kinds of things.
I was just going to say, now's the time to write that check because it'll count on this year's taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
I want to throw in one tiny other thing. best thing in the world, Elizabeth Smart Function.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Linda just loved that, too. Yeah. And, you know, the whole thing.
Incredible.
And next year we have the crab feed. Some big things going on. Yeah, big things going on in the crab feed. Hey,
thank you so much.
Well, Merry Christmas. And anything we can do to help, you know that.
Love you.
Write your
guys.
Checks, everybody. Okay. One safe place.
One safe place. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti for part two of Crime in Reading. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. businesses added to their stockpiles at a slower pace in October as sales were weak for a third straight month.
The Commerce Department says businesses increased stockpiles 0.2% in October after a 0.3% gain the month before. Business sales slipped 0.1% in October. The string of weak sales reports had raised concerns about whether businesses may begin reducing their restocking in the face of falling demand.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. A 747 cargo plane loaded with shoeboxes, clothing, and food took off from Baltimore, Washington International Airport yesterday. Gifts intended for the Syrian refugees' children in northern Iraq. The Reverend Franklin Graham is president of Samaritan's Purse.
It's my prayer that this plane and the gifts that it carries will be used to bring hope to people that have very little hope.
Operation Christmas Child, in fact, says that Christians have packed more than 10 million shoeboxes with gifts and messages this year to deliver to children around the world. The chairman of the House Select Committee on Benghazi has vowed to get to the bottom of the Benghazi attack.
South Carolina's Trey Gowdy says he'll continue his probe regardless of what others have found.
We will have hearings in January and February and March.
Gowdy says there remain too many unanswered questions.
The facts haven't changed. The evidence hasn't changed. But the way our government characterizes Benghazi, it's changed a lot.
Gowdy says he owes it to the four victims to get the full story.
That's SRN News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. A slow-moving storm beginning to push across parts of Northern California could be dangerous. Schools are closed. This little girl is a rare child who thinks that's a bad thing.
It's kind of really sad because we don't get to see our friends and play and do art and stuff like that.
That's Mill Valley grade schooler Chloe Hollingsworth speaking to KGO-TV, and this is SRN News.
Did you know by age 50... half of all men have an enlarged prostate. This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-4013. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-4013. That's 1-800-859-4013. Call 1-800-859-4013.
Police say they have found the car belonging to a Southern California couple and their four young sons, and the body of a woman was discovered in the trunk. Neighbor Dorian Olivas spoke to KNBC-TV.
I've been shaking, like, because I found out, like, it's just scary. It's just, I hope the babies are okay.
Dorian Olivas, a concerned neighbor, says yes, she's hoping and praying for the best, but it's hard, she says, not to be worried about the worst case scenario.
We just want to make sure they're okay. You know, we're just praying and saying we hope they're okay.
Dorian Olivas spoke to KNBC-TV. Daniel and Erica Perez and their sons, whose ages range from 6 to 11, have not been seen since Friday of last week, and neither adult had been answering their telephones either. The number of people seeking unemployment benefits continues to shrink. The Labor Department says weekly applications fell by 3,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted figure of 294,000. This is SRN News. Six people were hurt when a car jumped a curb in Midtown Manhattan and struck a group of people on the sidewalk. Eyewitness Milton Garcia spoke to WABC-TV.
He drove on oncoming traffic, and once traffic started moving, he hit another car straight by the corner, and then he pulled, once he hit that car, he collided and steered to the side of the street. It looked like he hit a couple people on the sidewalk.
Actually, police say it was a female driver, and she is suspected of driving under the influence. Major bust in Los Angeles yesterday, one that added more than two dozen members of a suspected drug gang.
Local and federal law enforcement authorities have, for the first time, cast a wide net to snare the Big Hazard gang.
A gang, says acting U.S. Attorney Stephanie Yonakura, that terrorized a housing project for a half a century and controlled drug dealing in an East Los Angeles neighborhood. The indictment named 38 members in all on crimes ranging from drug dealing to murder. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, it's Thursday, and Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So, Trish Clark, my favorite Thursday lady.
I love it, and boy, it's woolly out there this morning. It's 56 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for this rain to continue through midday and the wind up to about 4 p.m., so go slow. We're looking for the rain to continue through this evening. Showers and possible thunderstorms this evening. Showers likely on Friday, clearing possibly through the weekend. And then more rain next week and possibly colder. And the weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our friends are our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793.
That's right.
Okay. Gas propane.
Let's make some announcements here. Of course, this Saturday at IGO, there will be the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Wreaths Across America, beginning at high noon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. This is where they put wreaths on every one of the gravestones there. It's a beautiful, beautiful sight.
2,500 this
2,500. They have, they're going to have, a short ceremony at noon, and then everybody is going to take him, do the appropriate honors in putting the wreaths on the graves. It's a great thing. If there's any questions, give them a call at 396-2429. Then, of course, we have they're building boxes to send across for our deployed warriors. That's going to be at the seniors, center next to the Elks Club down on,
Benton Drive
type area down there. Across from the park.
Right.
Down there. And they have, they're going to have like 400 packages. There's going to be music and food. And I think you can buy lunch for 10 bucks. But all that money goes to ship the packages. So what a great deal that is. I think that starts around noontime. And then on the 20th, down at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street will be the Serviceman's Feast, dinner for our military, police, and firemen families, all the first responders, and for the military. It's free to all veterans, police, and firemen families. So that's cool. And that's being brought to us by the Missing in America program and Walmart. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Now we're sitting here with the Reading Police Chief, Rob Pelletti. Rob was on yesterday, but we didn't finish up. We still have a lot of things as we find out. You know, we kind of rushed a little bit. But yesterday we talked about the...
That's Carl's way of saying I talk too much.
No.
I thought he did it really nicely, too, Chief Pelletti.
He was eloquent, but I can read between the lines.
Well, you know what? Because we talked about the carotid... What do you call it?
Carotid restraint.
Carotid restraint. Other people call them
chokeholds. Choke not a chokehold.
We talked about body cams. Mm-hmm. By the way, there was a major... I think a major sheriff's department, San Jose or someplace, just they're going to start putting them on. We talked about the Ferguson riots. Leading up to that, and personal responsibility along with responsibility of our men in blue, men and women in blue. But we didn't get enough time to talk about everything. Oh, we talked about hiring and the salaries of our police and compared to other places. that we've heard that it's that Shasta County is paying more than L.A., which is not true, unless if you're looking at you know, if you're comparing apples with oranges, if you start with some guy that starts as a PO1 and you're comparing it with one of our guys at the end of his career,
right?
So then you have that. So there's so, and then the problems with recruiting now. Now, this is one of the things I want to get back into because we really didn't get into that. The let's go through the statistics that you had yesterday that the California Highway Patrol put out a
– California Highway Patrol opens about once or twice a year. According to what the commissioners told me is they got about 38,000 applicants, but 75% didn't get past the written portion of the exam. Now, that's because some don't show up and a lot of them fail. Then you've got to make sure that, you know, they're physically fit. So you have a physical test that they have to go through. And then you couple on top of that the polygraph, the psychological, and the background investigation and the drug screening. They're finding a lot of the entry levels. I talked to large agencies that are chiefs or friends of mine that I talked to, and they're at ratios on entry level, non-academy trained at about 2 to hire every 100 or so that they test.
So 2% of every –
About 2%.
Out of 100%, and it could be 2 – out of 100 they test, they're going to take one.
One to two.
Yeah. Okay, now that's hard. And one of the things we talked about a little bit yesterday was that they can't – you can't have used drugs for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're popping – a lot of them are popping positive for marijuana.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, it's a and so that cuts back.
And there was a rumor that some of the agencies like Los Angeles and some of those are actually hiring people – with that kind of a background in drugs.
Well, they're starting to have to make exceptions to policies to get the younger generation into law enforcement. You know, even if you look at the military, I mean, I signed a bunch of discharge packets. You know, last weekend for soldiers that are popping positive for marijuana.
One of the things the Marine Corps and all the services have had to do this was, if you write down there, I have experimented with drugs, you can take that person.
Yeah.
I mean, because what they're saying is, hey, I have experimented with drugs. So as long as you don't use them while you're in the service, you're okay.
And that's okay in police work, too, as long as it's not, well, when's the last time you smoked marijuana? Well, last week. You know, then we got an issue. Yeah, I had that. You know, I was doing hiring interviews when I was still back in Stockton, and he said that he had used marijuana. And I said, when's the last time you used? He said, well, I was a little nervous on the way over. I'm sorry, you're not going to get a job.
Nervous on the way over. But you know what? That could really, but that could stop a lot of, I mean, really, if you think about it, that could stop a lot of, you know, fist fights between the police and the perps as they all sit down. Let's just have a joint talk about this, you know? Okay,
maybe probably not going to happen.
Probably
not a good plan.
So, you know, I mean, it has to do with, you know, the length of time between the last usage. And it's not about experimentation. It's about continued use and how long between your last use. And when I go and I talk to groups of students at Shasta College, or I talk to high school kids or other things, and I try to explain to them, if you want to go into law enforcement, it's not my responsibility as the hiring person to make sure that you're ready and you can meet the qualifications. It's your responsibility as a person trying to get the job to do that. So you've got to make sure that, you know, you keep your driving record clean, because if you've got 6 speeding tickets the year before you want to go into law enforcement, they're going to make you wait. If if you're still smoking dope, you're not going to get into law enforcement. If you get arrested, you're not going to get into law enforcement for a period of time. So, and if you've got a felony, you're never going to get into law enforcement.
What about prescription drugs?
Prescription drugs, it depends on what they're for. So, you know, obviously, you know, we have some prescription drugs that, you know, prescription drugs, if their doctor gives it to you, that's a whole different issue. But if you're taking prescription drugs because you've got a psychological event that's going to make you not pass a psychological exam, then we have a problem. That's one of the things.
How about painkillers? A lot of people are addicted to painkillers.
Most painkillers, we will not let you work. That's one of the problems we have with our officers when they have knee surgery and stuff. Whether you're light duty or not, you're still going to be carrying a gun. And some of those painkillers, you shouldn't be carrying a gun when you've got when you're taking those painkillers. So, you know, that extends the amount of time that we can get our officers that are officers back to work.
Do you count a 215? Does a 215 count as a prescription?
No.
It's not a prescription. It's a recommendation.
No, because it's still against federal law, and that's what we have to abide by.
Okay, that was one of the questions that came in. Okay, hey, look, we're here with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, who is saying it's not so easy to find people to come to work.
And, you know, that's not new. That's been around for a while.
It's been around for a long time. The difference is you had a lot of people that wanted to go into law enforcement before, and you had a lot of people hiring. Now you have a lot of people hiring and not a lot of people going into law enforcement. And that's one of the things we talked about yesterday. With all the political fervor and the media coverage being so anti-police, what's the motivation for some young kid to even want to come into this profession
exactly.
right now?
Exactly.
Well, so you're going to have the same morale problems that the military is having right now.
Police,
because
police have
people
always,
don't believe
it. This has always been a calling, and people come into it because of this is the work that they want to do. But now, you know, I mean, I was just watching the news the other night, and it's Ferguson, New York, all the same storylines. But then here you have, you know, a kidnapping, and you have the officers returning, and all they say is the police returned the child to the parents. They found that child and returned that child to the parents within 3 hours, and the child was unharmed. Where's the praise for the police when they do those things? Because, you know, you've got two or three events nationwide that are causing a controversy, but yet there's, you know, how many cops out answering how many calls for service on a daily basis?
But that's the whole intent of the mass paid media that has this negative kind of thing. They've got an issue they want to build, and unfortunately, too many people listen to that mainstream media and don't applaud the efforts of the good things that are happening.
And here's one other thing, and I pointed it out to Silas, was that ex-Marine does this, ex-soldier does this, you know, and they're all negative. And I pointed out to Silas, I said, Silas, how come you don't say Lieutenant Colonel in the National Guard or in the Army Reserve, Rob Peletti, has, you know, taken these steps forward? How about former soldier, Senator Maurice Johannesson has done this? I mean, it's always a negative thing. It's not a positive thing.
It's like,
you know what? I haven't seen it since then. So maybe I hope Silas has told his people.
If they're
going to
identify them as soldiers and sailors and all of that,
then
identify
it for everybody.
Them. Do it consistently.
That's right.
Well, I mean, even if you just look at why is when a suspect does something, it's alleged. But when they say a cop does it, he just does it. There's never an alleged in front of the officer.
No.
But there's always an alleged in front of the suspect.
We'll be right back. Reading Police Chief Rob Peletti is our guest. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence. And all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
Happy holidays! Holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco & Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco & Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco & Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco & Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange, Fort Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally's Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco & Brew.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back.
Well, here it's fine. If you got the time, I'm
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 8:20 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's raining, 30 mile per hour winds with gusts up to 41 miles per hour. I'm hearing people saying they're listening to the wind blow through their house. Trees are going down. Electricity has gone out there. So be careful when you're out driving.
Go slow.
I can't think of a better person to talk about here but Alliance Heating and Air. You know, if you have not had Martin and his people out there, you are, you know what, you're skirting on the edge of disaster there. Have him come out and check your heating system. Have him check those filters. Have him check those ducts underneath the house. All this stuff going on. What if it goes bad? Call Martin, Alliance Heating and Air, at 221-2642. If it's an emergency, they're out there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. And I'm not going to lie to you. These guys are busy because they are so good. But they treat you like family. Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Trish Clark and I are here welcoming Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. And we're talking about the problems with just getting quality people. Yes, you all pay a decent wage here.
Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely
do.
Absolutely.
And you're proud of that because you're proud of your police.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing about it is, have you thought about looking at going down and doing a concerted effort in the military? You know, so many military getting out that have got MP experience and all this to take a look at them.
I mean,
you could handpick guys.
The United States Army Military Police School that actually is the military police school for the Department of Defense. They also train the Air Force and the Marine Corps in the military police studies. And they've actually started an initiative. The DOD has a problem, you know, DOD-wide of unemployed veterans.
Right.
So they're trying to get civilian certifications for military schools so after their term of service and they come out, they can get a job, whether you're a heavy equipment operator, aircraft mechanic, paramedic, whatever the case may be. So they worked with, you know, every state has a post, Peace Officer Standards and Training, that outlines what the standardized training is for their respective state. And they have little different standards all the way through. And obviously the penal code in Missouri is different than it is in California. Same with the vehicle code and other things. They worked with the state of Missouri because it's at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and they've readjusted a test of the military police basic and advanced individual training so that it becomes a police academy. That would allow them to get a Army Basic Academy graduate certificate, graduating basic training. After so much time working as an MP on a post, they would get a basic certificate, an intermediate and advanced, and it would just follow kind of what the states are doing. That would allow them when they come out to challenge, you know, or take a shortened transfer academy.
Right. I think that to me makes a lot of sense because you're getting guys who are drug free. They probably don't have any type of background problems because a lot of them have been holding clearances and they've been doing this job for four years.
They've been drug tested. They're physically fit. They have to have a secret security clearance in order to be an MP.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm working with them. Missouri that they based it on has reciprocal agreements with 36 states. One of them that they do not is the state of California because we're better than everyone else. Ask us, we'll tell you. So I actually had a discussion last week with the Commissioner of Peace Officer Standards and Training when I was at the Cal Chiefs meeting, and he's very interested in talking about this program. And, you know, if the Army continues with that program, because I know there's been a little bit of pushback from the field on active duty side that they're not getting some of the basic things that MPs are used to having. And my argument to that is the Army does not care who teaches them how to fire a Mark 19 fully automatic grenade launcher. I really don't care that as a police chief that they know how to operate that. Or a 50 caliber, you know, machine gun. So the Army
request one from the government.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting one. once we get a soldier, that comes out of that police academy type program, I have 50 NCOs per company that can teach them to do that. And the Army doesn't care if they're qualified on that at the military police school or at the unit. But as a government agency outside of the military police school is the only one that can certify that police training for us. So I'm really pushing and working with them to try to stay with that program, and that will shorten the amount of time. So if you get a veteran that comes out after his 4 years that's an MP, he can go, we can look at what the MP school taught, what is taught in California academies, do a gap analysis of that, of where they're missing, and then they take a shortened academy, and we can get our veterans into those positions.
You know, that to me, it just makes sense to me, because they're doing it right now with nurses. Like the corpsmen and the medics coming out, and the PAs in the service, and the nurses in the service.
And the doctors and everybody
else.
This
is one of the reasons they're having a tough time right here at the veterans home, is because you have to go through this whole process with the state. Even when you've got people that have been doing this for 20 years, have got super records, got more knowledge and experience than you could possibly imagine, to apply for jobs, but they don't have that certification. So, you know, then you've got to go through all this crap, and you shouldn't have to do that.
Well, and I mean, even if you look at federal law enforcement training is not, to my knowledge, recognized by the state of California. So if you have a U.S. Marshal or a FBI agent that serves 20 years and wants to come work in law enforcement in California, they got to go through the entire academy again.
And that makes no sense. We, the state of California, I loved your little comment about we're better than we are, than everybody else, just ask us. If we could start breaking down some of those barriers and take advantage of some of the training that they're getting every other place.
It just makes dollars and cents.
And the key to the future of solving all these problems we talk about in the state of California are jobs.
Absolutely.
Putting people to work.
Well, the other issue that comes into that is you have a lot of combat veterans that are coming out of the military right now that when they do their out processing are sold on a PTSD rating. And if you've got PTSD, that's fine. But, you know, even when I got off of active duty, when I came back from Iraq, they said, well, you've got a combat action badge. You had, you know, enemy engagement. We can get you a PTSD rating. Well, that's fine. Maybe VA will give me $400 or $500 a month. You know, but if that PTSD rating keeps me from going into law enforcement because I can't pass the psychological exam, now I've done myself a detriment in my future career because I'm trying to get my $400 or $500 a month from VA. So I told them, you know, you need to be very selective. And if a kid's got PTSD, then get him the rating. But if you're just doing it because he made enemy contact and he doesn't have PTSD, then, you know, that $400 or $500 won't help him in his future.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started on the PTSD.
But we need to be sure that the person, before they get that rating, knows the impact of it. A lot of them don't know they're not going to be able to get a job in 59 different fields because they've got this rating.
But
is that true? If somebody's got PTSD, does that mean he's automatically not hired?
No, but it's going to require extra, you know, our psychologist is going to have to certify that he's okay to go into law enforcement.
Yeah, but, you know,
chances are they're not going to do that.
One of these people, Jean King, one of the women that she's talking about, one of her kids that watches his daddy beat up his mom three times, has got post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all agree with that. I mean, a bad car wreck and all this. This isn't just combat thing.
No.
So just psychological. But what we've done is we put a red flag on somebody okay, I've been in combat, I've seen this, but I handle it. You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, he doesn't even need drugs, but he's got PTSD on his record.
Now he's got a label that we get past. So, you know, when as a police chief, when we're doing that, and when we're doing the psychological testing and we get a psychological evaluation, I don't have to necessarily listen to the psychologist. But am I really going to take that risk? If a psychologist says this guy is not fit to be a police officer, am I going to say, yeah, doc, you know you went to school for this and I didn't, but yeah, I'm going to override that. It's not going to happen. That's why we have the psychologist. That's why we have that psychological screening. So, you know, it puts a speed bump in their freeway to get into law enforcement.
Okay, let me catch up on everything that's going on in the chat room. this is great.
They have lots of opinions about what we're talking about, I'm sure.
Yeah, and well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break first, and then we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hi. Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Aaron.
And this is Bill.
We're back. We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites this Sunday in our brand new time slot, noon to 2 p.m.
We're back on the radio thanks to our many loyal listeners and new sponsors. Even our website has a new look. Check it out, wethepeopleradio.us.
We heard from all of you here locally in the KCNR listening area and the folks who listen online at wethepeopleradio.us. Span the globe. London, Israel, South Korea, lots of folks around the United States. They've sent us many programs we can't wait to do.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
We the People, now on Sundays from noon to 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:32 in the morning, 54 degrees, rain today, rain tonight, rain tomorrow, 32 mile per hour wind right now, a gust up to 41, might be getting a little bit quiet around noon, but then picking back up again.
And clear over the weekend, though, lots of stuff going on in the weekend, and the weather should be conducive to that.
There you go, and a lot of stuff happening this weekend. It doesn't mean you can't go out and put wreaths down, you can't go out and help pack all the packages to the troops going overseas. Now, you can also go straight down to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue and get your hair cut. Man's Last Stronghold. There you go. Get your hair cut. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. The Cheers of Barbershops. My favorite place to go to. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Paletti. Trish Clark and I are here. It's Thursday. Bad Bob's with us. Let me get into the chat room, because you know you just gotta love the chat room as they get into all types of great things. Okay, let's start with the problem is bad or no parenting. A good father figure may ensure a better child with respect. I believe that.
That's absolutely
Harvard
true.
Is having finals, and students have requested putting the finals on hold because they are traumatized by the Ferguson grand jury decision, and some have gone to protest. Harvard. Okay, wow. And let's go down to – I thought that was kind of cute. I hate when bureaucrats mandate training as a solution. I'm not sure what that was about. How about sensitivity training in the prisons? Maybe then they will say please before stealing your stuff. The officers are all highly trained, and you get even more piled up on after the incidents. They are also talking about mandatory sensitivity training just just, you know, quote, blows me away. That's not exactly how they put it, but it's close. I don't would disagree with them that just hate the Holder and Obama think we need to stop the racism in the police. There's all types of stuff. McNews served in reconstituted breaded deep fried nuggets with plenty of sugary sauce. Mainstream news. It's a sign of the times. Kids today react to headlines. It's fast and they don't have to read articles. The new system of learning. Summary, quick headlines. Same with a lot of the news. Paletti said yesterday the first shot the kid took was in the hand, which indicated that he was reaching for the gun.
Mm-hmm.
At Ferguson. That's, and you did say that. And somebody just mentioned that. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
That was his first, because he was reaching
news,
in.
Based on the news reports that I've read. And the things that I've heard discussed in police circles, yes, the first round went into his hand at point blank range.
Believe that they was running away.
There was his blood inside the interior of the police car.
Right.
So, you know,
his DNA was there.
You have to look at the physical evidence and you have to look at the whole case. And I'm not going to purport that I know everything about that case, but you have to put some trust in our criminal justice system, as flawed as it may be at times. It is still the best system that the world has come up with. And when you're judged by a jury of your peers, and they choose not to acquit, then we, you know, hey, there's times where I think people are guilty as hell and they get acquitted, and you know, that frustrates us.
There's a lot of surprises out there.
Yeah, but you still have to go by it. You know, we lose cases when I know, you know, from what the officers are telling me and the way that that guy's guilty as could be, and we lose. And that's the system of justice, and that's what we live with.
But what the people have to – they have a preconceived – they didn't care what that jury said.
No.
They'd already made up their minds, and they were – if they wanted that police officer found guilty, and if it wasn't going to happen, then they were going to go the other way.
Okay. Let's change. Let's switch.
Let's talk about drones.
That's what I want to talk about. Now, since we don't have enough police – all right, and the tax thing didn't make it. Downtown Reading Business Association, we talked with them yesterday, the day before, about they're more than happy to provide a couple of cameras that you can move around.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the idea of putting a lot of cameras out here with like a combat intel center that they're being fed into one spot with all the reports coming in?
Well, I think that if you call it a combat intel center, well, that's going to be
about,
the problem.
Okay, forget that. I'm talking that was. How about this? How about
a
police information center, a PIC?
I think the surveillance cameras are much more effective when they're monitored. So if you have somebody actually watching the cameras and looking for the criminal activity that can direct the police to what's taking place, then they can have a great effect. A lot of the problems that we have with surveillance systems, because there's a lot of businesses putting them on now, and that's a great help to us when there is a crime. We make a lot of, especially off the big box stores, you know, that have really high quality, you know, surveillance systems that we can go in and get a picture of the suspect. We put it out to our officers, and 90% of the time the officers go, that's, you know, Bobby
Joe. We know him.
Just off of that picture.
Well, that was bad Bob.
But there's a lot of businesses that go by the cheap solution, and the cheapest solution is not always the best solution. Because if you have a surveillance system that has no evidentiary value because the quality is so poor that you can't get an identification, then all you've done is waste your money
or
on
no
something that's recording.
Tape
backup, you know, those things. So if you're going to do a surveillance system, it has to be high quality. Downtown Reading Business Association, what they're talking about, there is a vendor that makes a movable camera system that you attach to a streetlight. And you remove the photo cell on top, you plug it in, you plug the photo cell back on top, it runs right off of the street light. It's very inconspicuous, so you don't really see it, and it gives you three stationary cameras and one pan, tilt, zoom, movable camera that we can operate from Wi-Fi. And it stores the data inside, or you can do a live Wi-Fi
so
feed straight to investigations.
It can come straight back into a – you know what? I am a strong proponent of an information cell, that everything feeds into one spot that goes,
so
to, you and, that goes to you and the sheriff. And that's what I mean. But people – I mean, if you look in New York and you look in these other places – there's cameras everywhere.
They solved the
London.
They solved the Boston
London.
Bombing
right.
Simply because of surveillance cameras that they had set up. So
and surveillance cameras from – this was somebody else's idea. Why not have the businesses like ours and others out here downtown, you get them a tax break if they put up a surveillance system outside.
That feeds into that one common system.
That can be used by the police.
Well, we got to get past – There's Privacy Act stuff that come, like I talk about with the body cameras, you know. Actually, I was told yesterday, and I have not seen the report yet, that one of the people that's starting to say they have concerns about police using body cameras is the ACLU, because of the Privacy Act and the fact that now you have surveillance on everybody every time they talk to a police officer. So, you know, you're going to see, like Trish was talking about, you know, this pendulum that swings back and forth. Yep. Sometimes when you make a knee-jerk reaction, you swing that pendulum too far, and then you got to, it's hard to back that pendulum up. So when it comes to body cameras,
it takes 8 years,
and,
as we have found.
Yeah, surveillance cameras.
At least.
And, you know, those kinds of things. We're going to move very methodically, very slowly, and make sure that we get it right the first time.
And I think that's so important, because there is no question that if you're not doing anything wrong, there are some of us who still believe in our Constitution and our rights that are guaranteed us under it. And I think, you know, we have to convince me that you have a reason to be filming my every movement and taking pictures of me doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Well, I think that, you know, with the body camera, I think it's relatively simple. I show up at your house to take a burglary report, and I simply ask you, you know, it's the policy of the Reading Police Department that we, you know, use body cameras. Are you okay as a victim of me videotaping while I take this report? And if the victim says no, then we say, okay, at the victim's, you know, request, we're going to terminate the video. And you turn the video off and you go take the report like you normally would. If you're encountering a suspect in a public space where the officer has a right to be, you have no expectation of privacy under the Constitution, then that body camera is going to be on.
There you go.
So I think there's ways that we can simply get around that stuff.
Bob.
Well, Chief, you were talking about the pendulum, and you did a lot of accident investigation in your day. What's the most common factor? Overcorrecting steering.
Most common factor is speed.
Well, speed, but overcorrection of steering.
You know, when you
wrench the wheel the other way and lose control.
And I'm going to go on a side topic here since Bob mentioned it, especially today.
Slow.
Look, folks, I was doing 55 miles an hour on the freeway because there was heavy rain, and I was getting passed like I was standing still.
By trucks.
Slow.
All the way from Anderson.
Down. It only takes about 6 inches of water.
Or the chief will chew you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put you
I
over
did that
like
yesterday.
You did yesterday. All right, hey, let's go to the phones. Jan, good morning. Thank you for waiting.
Good morning. Yeah. I was listening to you talking earlier, and you were talking about the regulations that are hurting hiring people, that they're qualified on the federal level but not in California?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have a solution to that problem.
Go ahead.
The time has come for 51. It's time for the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, you snuck that one in, Jan. That was good, though. I like that. You know, we can. You know what? You could do that, the state of Jefferson. You say, look, if you were we're going to make our regulations, so if we're looking for police, we're looking for nurses, we're looking for medics, we're looking for a physician's assistants. This is how we want to do it, and just make it easier and work to get those guys in there. And
I don't think a federal law enforcement officer can just come out of the, because they're used to working under United States title codes. So they got to get, you know, penal code, vehicle code, you know, how we do
shortened one.
But you know, that could be 4 to 6 weeks, not 6 months.
Right.
So there's some other things that I'm working with. I think there's a serious gap in Shasta County or the North State in total, just in police academies. I mean, if you look, there's three that will be full police academies in Northern California. You have Butte, you'll have College of the Redwoods, and College of the Siskiyous, where they can go to the police academy. Unfortunately, those are all full-time academies. They're 40 hours a week, and they're about 5.5 months long. So if you're a kid that actually wants to go to the police academy, but you're in a financial situation where you have to work while you go, there's no extended format academy here like there is in the Bay Area in San Joaquin Delta College, where I worked in Stockton, where you can go Wednesday night from 6 to 10 and all day on Saturday, and instead of 5.5 months, it's 9.5, 10 months, but you get the same basic academy certification at the end, but you can hold a job while you're going to the police academy.
But Jan, that was cool. Time has come.
I did have one more comment.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone has called in. Mark Baird will be at the Tea Party
next
on
Monday.
Monday night.
That's right. And we'll
speaking.
He's talked about it, and we'll make that announcement again on Monday.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're great, Chief.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye, Jan.
time has come for – you know what?
That was a good slip.
Well, they did. Well, they get that one in there, and it's true. I mean, we need to do something about
– She should have been the attorney.
Hey, when we're talking about body – okay, what about – yeah, I can move these brakes around here. So what about drones? What about the idea of having – because we had Jim Hill in here the other day, Air Cover. You've got – a drone guy here. They're buying them down in Southern California,
Alameda County.
Alameda County. I mean, they're buying them, and they're buying them all over, really, the United States to help with lost people,
search and rescue,
but other things too. What do you think the future is for drones right here?
For police applications, they're a lot cheaper to operate than a helicopter. Helicopters are expensive per hour. We're very lucky in the fact that, you know, the North Division of the California Highway Patrol is here in Redding, and they have an air operations unit here. So when you see a helicopter operating to find a suspect in Redding with the Redding Police Department, it's the California Highway Patrol's helicopter. And I'll tell
you, it's expensive.
I don't get a bill for that.
Yeah, but it's still expensive, though.
You know, that it's expensive. But, you know, the drone has to have the speed to keep up with the car. I think they have a lot of applications for SWAT teams, you know, so you can get an aerial view of, you know, the location that you're going to look at. For general daily use, I don't see them coming into general daily use.
With the police department.
With the police department as of yet. But as far as for fires and search and rescue and all those applications are using them for, you know, there's been a lot of connotation on what is a drone. And I kind of joke that, you know, when did a remote control aircraft with a camera become a drone? But there's actually, you know, two different functionality. A drone actually flies itself and you just tell it where to go. A remotely piloted aircraft actually has to be piloted. So that's the difference. But when you look at talking about the benefit of that sky view that you can get and the low cost of fuel compared to helicopters and airplanes and things like that, I think there's some applications where they could be good. But for general daily use, I don't see much, except for, you know, block searches for suspects, SWAT operations, and some things like that.
Okay. Because it's kind of like it's like having too many cameras out there again. Because there is a certain time. Like, I mean, I don't do anything wrong. I don't, but neither does Trisha, neither does Bob.
You want to buy tools that have an application, and you have to prioritize which tools you're going to get when.
But if you've got areas where there's a lot of crime, and you do have those, you've told us that, this would be a perfect place to put your cameras and, you know, the movable cameras around. And this is where you come into your intel.
It says,
hey, we know on this block during this time of the month that we have these problems. You know, maybe it's during payday, maybe it's this.
We have a bad hotel right here. We got a ton of calls for service. We know there's drug dealing going on. There's a light pole out front. Dink.
There you go.
There you go.
See? Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Redding Police Chief Rob Plenty. And we just filled the lines up on that one. Okay, we'll be right back.
Carl brought up the drones, not me.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Yeah,
it's a great topic. Anytime you want to fill the phones.
If you remember the famous line, hey, no, that's a friendly drone.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax, and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Think of it as your fast-moving, up-to-the-minute news of what's happening in Shasta County, things that affect you right here.
And we know that it hasn't blown our antenna down.
It hasn't blown our antenna down. We're right there. Hey, look, it's 8:50 in the morning, Carl Bott and Trish Clark, and this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, our buddies down there. 2539 Larkspur is getting close to Christmas. It's time to go down there and load up, as we say, for your pistols and long guns there at Bastiani Arms. He's got great, great sales going on right now, and he has what you need in ammo in stock and at fair prices. Give him a call at 222-8222, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and we have people. The phone lines are backed up, so let's start with Terry. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas, Chief.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Merry Christmas, Trish and Carl. I've got an interesting question for you, Rob.
Yeah.
With your connections with the military and of course being our police chief, there are rumblings that the UN Small Arms Treaty may be implemented in January. If that is implemented, which is unconstitutional, would you support that? Would you support that, and would you take away people's small arms, or would you? What would you do?
I haven't read it, Terry, so I don't know what's in it. I have not. I was just at the California Police Chiefs board meeting last week, and there was absolutely no mention of it. So I don't foresee that coming. But you know, this, but that would have to be vetted out by the United States Supreme Court and other things. And lately, you know, the courts have been siding on the side of gun owners more than they have been the other. So I don't see this police department going into people's homes and taking their small arms if it ever came to that.
Sure, and I believe that. But the UN Small Arms Treaty, the argument is that it trumps the Constitution.
Well,
and
if
it doesn't, because treaties have to be abided by, but that's in purview of the Constitution, whereas that's being twisted.
Yeah.
But in January, there is something that's going to happen. I just got word on it.
Yeah, Terry, you know what? I believe that when you get a new Senate in here, the new Senate can de-ratify that treaty in a heartbeat. And that's one of the big things. But I agree that the Constitution trumps anything like that. And Rob, what you're saying is that would not be anything that you guys would ever do.
Not that I can see.
I don't see that happening in the North State.
Okay, that was.
That's why a lot of us still live here.
Did that answer the question?
It did. Thank you, guys, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Merry Christmas, Terry.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Okay. Let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning.
Yes. Good morning. How are you this morning?
We're peachy.
Say, you folks were talking about those demonstrations or riots or whatever you want to call them in Ferguson and New York and all over.
Berkeley and all those places.
But the thing that I have not heard mentioned by anybody is the fact that the person who was killed was in the act of committing a crime and resisting arrest. Now, why isn't that brought out in the news media?
Well, actually, Henry, I talked about that a little bit yesterday, and if you go to the San Luis Obispo Gazette, I think it is, Chief Giselle of the San Luis Obispo Police Department, I commended him yesterday, wrote a very good op-ed piece on civic responsibility and how citizens need to take responsibility for themselves. And
well,
so,
another question I have is if a white policeman shoots a Mexican fellow, nothing's ever said about that. If a white policeman shoots an Oriental fella, nothing's said. It's always the blacks.
Well, when a black officer shoots a white guy, there's nothing said about it either.
No, there isn't.
Well, in any case,
so
really, when we
like the people who are out rioting are racist.
When we evaluate any shooting, the race does not come into play. What should come into play is the facts of the case and the physical evidence.
What I'm speaking of is the fact that the people that are demonstrating are the ones that are way out of line.
I think that goes without saying.
People that destroy things, yes, they are way out of line, and it doesn't work. But if people have the right to protest peacefully, saying, I don't agree with what happened.
March up the street and carry a sign, that's one thing.
But they don't have the right to go in and burn down a building.
And I'm not saying that.
For
I'm just
reason.
Saying is that because people, you know, and you're right, though, that the media is pushing this in many cases, that the fact is that this went out in front of a grand jury for months, with more information than a grand jury would ever get before. And, but the part is that this is the greatest thing about this country is whether you agree with it or not, you can protest it. But when you go beyond that, when you start burning down businesses and hurting people, that is wrong. Those people should be arrested right then. They shouldn't be thought of as nothing's going to happen to them. Like the father, the stepfather of this guy that got killed, telling people to burn down buildings. I mean, that is inciting riots. And what's going to happen to him?
Well, then he should be charged with a crime.
There you go. But Willie, I don't know.
Incidentally, I have one more comment if you got time.
Fire away.
You remember the fellow that was before the Senate committee about saying that the voting public are stupid?
Gruber, right.
Well, he's right on 51% of the people in the United States. Take a look.
Okay, I have to concur.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas, Henry.
Merry Christmas, Henry. All right.
He's now taking back those statements, so I'm not sure whether he's taking back whether the American people are stupid or whether he was part of the Obama thing.
Well, he wouldn't answer the questions how much they paid him. They know already that he's paid in the millions for putting together Obamacare. Anyway, hey, going
now
back
they're
to
saying
this,
he didn't.
The body cams, the president has said he'll pay for half of these. But going over quickly what you said yesterday, it's not the body cam that's the problem.
It's the software,
it's
the storage.
The software and everything else.
It's the person sitting manage that program. The medium to large agency chiefs that I've talked to that have body camera programs say it's at least a full-time person sitting there just to process all of the video requests, because now you have video evidence in every case that you're doing, so you have to have a CD that goes to the DA's office. The Public Records Act requests are flooding agencies. There's two agencies in Washington that have canceled their programs, and Seattle is putting their implementation on hold. So there's a lot more to that. Oakland PD has a sergeant and two officers that process full time. That's their whole job, is just to process video.
So if you're talking full time, you're 24/7 agency. You're talking more than three positions.
No, you're talking a 40-hour week.
40-hour week.
One full time position is what may be required to process and manage the system itself.
So how much do you pay for that? At $12 an hour.
Well, it depends. It depends on if
you get to wear a badge.
You know, if most of the chiefs that I've talked to, because the person has to have a release authority, it's a sergeant that's doing it.
So it's got to be sworn personnel.
It's a sworn person. It's a sworn sergeant, because you have to have the release authority. Otherwise, that person's going to gather all the video, and then they got to go get approval for all those videos to get them released.
Okay, I want to jump into something from the Safe City Project here. I'm just changing, as we're leaping, because we got a lot of things. We've got,
and you got
so
4
much,
minutes to go.
It's so much information. The sobering center.
Uh-huh.
You like that?
Yeah. I actually, it was one of the ideas I asked them to look into. We had one in Stockton. It really speeds up the amount of time that it takes an officer to drop somebody off for drunken public. And the problem we have now is that if I take somebody for drunken public and we take them to the jail, it's 647 F849B2. So we're arresting them for 647F for being drunk in public, and then 849B2 is released without charges because we just need to get them sobered up because they're a danger to themselves on the street,
right,
and a victimization and other things. But when they're sober, they walk out the other side of the jail, and then we got to do it again and again and again and again. Whereas a sobering center, once they're showered, cleaned, fed, sleep it off, then before they leave, they get to meet with representatives from mental health and meet with representatives from drug and alcohol programs local that are successful to try to engage them in those programs to help them solve that problem.
I think this is a great idea.
Where they can get some help to maybe not go back out on the street.
Absolutely.
This is absolutely a great idea. Okay, let's go to our last one. Keeping your house, your Christmas tree, and your car safe. We got like 3 minutes.
Absolutely, folks. Try to break into your own house. Don't put the Christmas tree in the front window. Don't advertise what you have in your house. Think smart. Sterilize your vehicles before you go out. Don't leave valuables in there. Plan your shopping trip so that you don't have your car packed full of gifts when it's sitting in the parking lots. We're going to have extra patrols out on the weekends at the malls and in the downtown parking structure on a daily basis. So we'll do the best we can to try to keep you safe, but help us out in helping you.
Don't go into the shopping mall, buy a few gifts, go out to the parking lot, put them into the car, and go back into the mall.
Take your sons and husbands and make them carry the stuff for you.
That's exactly right. I see this. Twice I've been shopping now, watched people go out right in front of the mall. The people, they're standing out there watching. They go out, they open up the car, throw the packages in, close it, and turn around and walk back into the mall. And I just kind of stood there waiting for somebody to go break in.
Take the big, strong men in your life with you and turn them into pack mules.
Platinum Auto Glass came in here yesterday and said they are replacing glass like you cannot believe during this time from broken windshields. One car had five of them broken out because people are seeing stuff in there. They can, as you said yesterday, you can break it in a heartbeat, reach in, grab the packages, and run. So don't have anything in your car. Make sure your bushes are cut down. Make sure people can't just look in there and see a bunch of packages.
Crime prevention. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Chief. Thanks a lot for coming back in for another day. All right. Trish.
It's a wild and whirly morning out there. Please slow down on the freeway.
Slow down on the freeway. Slow down out there. Be careful out there. What a great day. This is 2 days of lots of information here. So thanks a lot, Rob, for coming on in.
Anytime.
And you be safe out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. You've heard the old saying, turnabout is fair play. Moscow seems to agree with that. Russia using the Senate's report on harsh CIA interrogations to accuse the U.S. of human rights abuses. Northern California is getting slammed by a series of powerful storms, bringing torrential rains, high winds, and a threat of mudslides.
I'm getting some sandbags because after the hill behind me gets saturated, there's sheet flow across the hill. It comes to my garage and floods out the garage.
That homeowner talking with KGO-TV and doing what a lot of people are doing today, sandbagging. Thousands have been left without power in the San Francisco Bay Area. At least all of that rain could start to break the back of the region's stubborn drought. Also at SRNnews.com, just hours before a critical vote, SRN's Wally Hines says opposition appears to be building to a $1 trillion spending plan.